I want to thank you for allowing me to attend. I went expecting something. There always is something. So you go expecting something, and I wasn't disappointed. So I had mentioned to a few people, probably more than a few people, that I've been challenged for not a long time, I guess, but in terms of my marriage, it felt like a long time. I've been challenged by Russ is buying his bus. It's not been something I've been fully on board with, and everything has just presented an obstacle to me. I'm sorry, honey. I know that I have bent many ear, and probably several of the ones who are in attendance today, with my venting. And beyond that, up in Oroville and in Chico, I'm sure across Butte County, everybody knows how I feel. I'm probably not one to keep it in. And I got validated all over the place, but it didn't make things better. And so I went to this conference, and I was looking for a new attitude because I wasn't very happy with my venting. So pretty much first thing, that's what I got, was Lisa Turkhurst. She gave us this story out of 1 Samuel 25 about how David felt very righteous in his anger. And I encourage you to read it because he was justified. He was validated. He was everything. But a woman intervened, and in humility, and that's what she said, humility gives us the opportunity. I wrote that down. And she gave us 3 points. Watch our attention. Where we stare is where we steer. So I kind of, that was my first smack. And then my second one was, watch what my intention is. And then she asked the question, which will probably reverberate in my brain for a while, hopefully. What am I trying to do? Am I trying to improve this relationship, or am I trying to prove my husband wrong or me right? And that hurt. It really hurt. So I got spanked. Again. Yeah. And then the last thing was trace God's hand of faithfulness. And I know he works in my life. And I know he works in our marriage. So I don't know how this bus thing's going to work, but I want to work with my husband because I love him.
It'd probably work better if there wasn't a cat in the bus. Yeah, that would help. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Deb. Debbie, would you mind coming up and sharing with us?
Well, mine is kind of like a hodgepodge of collection of my notes. And kind of like how I am. I just kind of throw everything together, and it's all it's a collage.
It's a casserole.
It's a casserole of notes, okay? And I didn't write all the speakers down, but I got this one. The first one was Sheila Walsh, and she was talking about the storm inside, how much of us, we have anger, bitterness, resentment, hurt, all that extra baggage that we carry around. And sometimes it resurfaces when we don't expect it. We think we're over it, and all of a sudden all these emotions pour up, and we're like, why are we revisiting this now? And we may think we're over it, and we're not, and the pain, the hurt comes back up, and how do we deal with it? And there was a scripture she said, I think it's Romans 8:38, when Jesus said, I have come to give you life, you come to me. And sometimes God will take us to a prison to set us free. And then your history does not dictate your destination.
Amen.
We have been set free. Condemnation pushes you away from God. We are overcomers in Christ. And whenever the enemy wants to remind you of your past, remind him of your future. There is not anything that we have gone through that you cannot overcome through Jesus Christ. And then she said something that really hit home. It's like, I need to remind myself every day, I am a daughter of Jesus Christ. And I can overcome anything through him. And then there was, she also said, the offensive weapon. Jesus used this all the time to overcome the enemy, the offensive weapon is of God is the Bible. And the glory of Christ will shine through his word. And then what do you do when you don't know what to do? Sometimes if we deny God the basics, he may require a banquet from us. Humility will give us the opportunity to speak to someone who is raging mad. It was about the story of Abigail that I got a lot out of that one too. And we have to pay attention to what we're paying attention to. We have to watch what we're paying attention to. If we stare at fools, we will bankrupt our perspective. And then she said something, when you wake up in the morning, your brain is like a dry sponge. Let it be absorbed. Take 5 minutes in the morning to absorb the word of God. And what you focus on is what you become. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be in the word of God in the morning, you're going to be that throughout the day. It's made a lot of sense. And watch your attention. What's your real intention? Are you trying to prove that you're right? Or are you trying to improve your relationship, as Deb said? You know, that really hit home a lot, too.
Hold the microphone closer.
Oh. And then there was an interesting word, fuqua. Fuqua.
Good job.
Yeah. That I was tapping Julie.
I'm really glad you didn't mispronounce that.
Yeah. I was tapping Julie on the back. Well, how do you spell that? How do you spell that? And the meaning of that word is bringing burden down on your head. And we need to be fuqua freedom. We need to have that freedom, which is trusting God. God is good, and being God, you will trust in him. Pay attention, and you need to have the prevention. You don't want the fuqua upon your head. Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I want to get up and say that. Yeah, I did, from Julie. Then there's another one is, you know, in fencing, it's practicing your en garde position, like when you're in front of a mirror, and this kind of made sense. At first, I was kind of confused, but, you know, we don't need a spirit of fear. Align ourselves with God's word. Every time you pass a mirror, have your en garde position, and that is with the word of God. The weapon, our weapon as women is being strong in the word of God. Look into the word of God. We are supposed to be doers of the word of God. When you are anointed by the Holy Spirit, you are noted by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get through this.
Did you run out of ink?
No. Don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Stay the course. Outlast your opponent. Stand singing in praises. And this one really made a lot of sense is, you know, a lot of times we pray out of fear, and we pray scary prayers. When we pray out of fear, who's going to inherit our fear is our children. When we pray over our children, pray boldly, declare boldly, and pray with authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People who worry their prayers, are like wind-whipped waves. Pray the promises of God and be the gatekeeper of his word. Let God work his will in you. It is a season of harvest. Every promise of God is to be prayed out loud, boldly, and with authority. And then,
you know, you said something in there that goes along with what we've been saying. Don't give up.
Yeah.
So many times, you know, we come up to just about the point where you're breaking through something that the Lord's got you going through.
Yeah.
And you finally say, I give in, just, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it anymore, and you quit.
Yep.
Never quit. If you're going through a storm, a trial, a tribulation, and you feel like you can't go on any further, you're right at the point that God wants you to be.
Yep.
He wants you to call upon his strength,
mm-hmm.
and it'll get you through.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
And I wasn't even there. My dress wouldn't fit. I outgrew it.
And then Chris had something interesting to say. She said, you could not move forward while looking backward. Your future is bigger than your past. Fear holds a lot of us back. A new day, a new anointing. Let go of the past and step into the future. Forget those things that lie behind. And she said, burn some plows and barbecue some cows. We need to forget the bad stuff and leave it behind. We need to remember the blood of Jesus doesn't give us amnesia. that your future is greater than your past. Your need to burn some of those bridges to get a hold of the future, God has a hold of you. Jesus Christ came to give us a life dangerous to the kingdom of the darkness. Life is terminal. Will you live the life of Jesus Christ set you here to live, or will you burn? Are you going to burn some bridges and press on? We love people. We burn bridges of past. Burn the plows and cows and step into the next phase. Holy Ghost barbecue.
Amen. I'm telling you, that was pretty impressive. Well, with that, we need to bring up the matron of the family. Matriarch. Okay. Artie. I think Artie has a few labels for us.
Oh, I can't speak without props.
I love that. Yay!
You just tell me which one to get, and I'll bring it for you.
I'll get it. I'll stand up there.
Here, I'll bring this down to you.
First thing is, revival begins with the Word of God.
Amen.
What is your response when someone asks, how are you? So often we say, surviving. But we're encouraged to go beyond and don't look back, but go forward. Don't walk and run. Sometimes it's hard to run when there are what seems like mountains. That's when we pay attention to God's word. God is good and good at being God. He does hear our prayers. Pray with faith, trust, not in fear. One thing that really struck out for me was the music. Of course, it was loud, like last year, the drums and the guitars. But there's so much in our worship that has to do with music. Okay, listen to some of the words. I listen to Caleb quite a bit when I'm in the car. And so often you listen to the words. One is, our God is stronger, our God is greater, and awesome in power. We were privileged to have Matthew West there, and a lot of his songs are on K-Love. And there was one song that he kind of delved into. I'll go back a bit. Not too long ago, he had to have surgery on his throat. And he wasn't guaranteed that he'd be able to talk or even sing. But he said through God's power, he was healed. Now come the props. This is one of the songs. It says, hello, my name is. And we were told.
Child of the one true king.
But sometimes we're given a name like a mistake. Or the name of an addict. Or ugly. Our parents gave us a name. We're going to take these down because we don't want them. We can take the name of hope, love, forgiven, because we all are forgiven. We are saved through Christ. We are redeemed. And we can take the name of child of God.
Amen.
And I'll move on from surviving to revival, because I know the God of angels is always by my side and yours.
Amen. Very good. Can I take a moment on the labels? Did I have permission to take a couple minutes from you ladies? We do. We label ourselves. We label other people. And you know, when we became a child of God, the slate was wiped clean through the blood of Jesus Christ, right? We became a whole different person. We became a whole different work in progress. One of the more tougher things for us, we know that God, through his son Jesus Christ, has given us a whole new name. But one of the difficult things for us is for us to accept that new name and truly believe and understand that we're no longer the addict. We're no longer the mentally challenged. We're no longer the not so beautiful person. We're no longer that backbiting person. We're no longer whatever it is. But one step further than that is this, is that we as Christians, when we see somebody that is striving to accept Jesus Christ, we need to drop the label that we have given them from our eyes, because they too have become a child of the King, brand new. We need to see them in a different light, because unless we see them in a different light, we will reinforce to them each and every time of how they felt about themselves. And they will feel like they just can't shake that. I mean, thank goodness you guys didn't know me before I came here. Well, that's why Christ said a prophet cannot do what? He cannot preach in his hometown. Because it's really difficult for us as parishioners, people, to see somebody different than what we knew they grew up to be. But it is something that we really, really, really need to strive for, is that Christ forgave us. Therefore, we are to forgive and forget. It is different from trusting. I've said that before. Forgiveness is different from trust. The trust that somebody might have severed with you in the past could take a while to rebuild. But you can forgive the person. The song that you sang, or Matthew West sang down, that forgiveness, is about a mother who lost her child because another man, I'm not sure if it was drunk driving or what it was, a drunk driver killed her son. And the mother felt compelled to truly, truly forgive this man. So he took that one episode and that story that she had in her life, and he put it into words and into music, where she, with all her heart, even went to bat for him at his sentencing to have his sentence reduced. And she truly, unconditionally forgave him. Which would be, how difficult would that be? Because in our eyes, for most people, we would always see the drunk guy that killed my son. You would be labeled. You would have many other names that I don't want to say here in church that you would have labeled for that person. And sometimes we as Christians, we can still harbor some of those feelings. But God says for us to love our brother and our sister, to do good to those who do not do good unto us. Take down the labels from our eyes also. You want to be known as a different person when Christ saved you. So does that person. So does that person. Anyway, that's my 5-minute rant for the day. Marie, could I have you come forward?
There's too much to talk about.
Well, talk about how it impacted you. Just give me your heart.
You want my testimony then?
Yeah.
How it impacted me was it reinforced my need to forgive. That was one of the things that was reinforced many times. I thought I was trying to go through and pick out something. One of the women that I liked was Lisa Bevere. Yeah, she was the one that talked about fencing. But she also talked about how her son ran races, and he won his first race, and he was so glad that he won his first race. He was the winner. And the next race my daughter's done these things. They run through mud and obstacles and go over stuff and climb through, and you're like, they climb under stuff, and you're like, they're crazy. And he said the next race, he didn't win, but he helped other people through the obstacles, and he felt like that was a better thing to do than to win, was to help other people through their obstacles. And I thought that was really impactful, to help others, and that we need to be warriors. Now is the time when we really need to be warriors, not prisoners. We need to be warriors in God. And that means to me that I need to forgive, because I'm a sinner. I have sinned many times, and I continue to. And that's why he died for us. Mm-hmm. Because we can't be perfect. And so we need to forgive others so we can forgive ourselves.
Amen. I've heard that message.
Well, it's hard to come up with something after, because I reminisced while everyone was sharing. I'm going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. one of the things that spoke to me was they talked about, you know how you're saying, well, I wonder what God's going to do with me. I wonder what God has for me. Well, I don't hear God right now, you know. And so one of the speakers said, why would you think God would want to do anything with you, more with you, if this is all you're doing right now with what he's given you? And I go, oh, that really did speak to me. We need to be using whatever God has given you to the best of your ability right now. Do the best job you can with it. And when he sees what a good job you're doing, he'll give you more. And I thought, that's a good word. And then I'm going to try this. It was the fencing lady. And she said, on guard. And I'm telling you, you need to be on guard. Because what you, it was two different things. Not only preparing yourself against Satan, be on guard, but what do people see you as a Christian? Oh, the devil's getting me. Oh, help, 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 pray for me. Or do you say, on guard, devil, you know, and flee from me? So do we use the power that God has given us? So that spoke to me, that on guard thing, you know. So remember that. Get up in the morning, be on guard. Don't let the devil have that much of you. So that's what I got. I also so enjoyed, she didn't come this morning, Deanna. Okay, got to room with Deanna. Didn't know her very well. And I always said, I always thought Luke was like Johnny. She's just like Deanna. The humor. And she was going to hit us with pillows, and she was going to do this, and she was going to do that. You know, she's a character and so much fun. And we were there for just a little bit because she said, are you going to go to Women of Faith when we go after we talked? You know, I saw her last year, and I said, are you going to go with us next year? She said, I'll think about it, you know. So then she came to me about 3 or 4 months later, and she said, I didn't ask. She said, I've been thinking about it. I think I'll go with you guys this year. I think I will, okay. So she went, ended up with me, and we're sitting right next to each other. We're standing. We're singing. And all of a sudden, she grabs me, and she hugs me, you know, and I'm going, you do. You're glad you came. She said, yep, you know. And from there on, she just had a great time, and she was dancing around, and she was doing all these things that I had never seen her do. So I really appreciated her. And on the other side of me was Stuart's niece, another young woman. And she was there because one of the speakers said, you're here because of this, you're here because of that, and some of you are here because your mother brought you. And that was her, you know. And she was sitting down. She didn't stand up for the music at first, and she was kind of, you know, she was there with us, but that was about it. So they said, stand up and then give the person on the left a hug, give the person on the right a hug. Well, here, I reached down and hugged her head because she was still sitting down, and she smiled at me, you know. And then a couple times I patted her on the head for something, and she smiled at me. And pretty soon she was up, and she was singing, and she was clapping, and she was glad she was there too. So that's what you also get. It's not just the speakers. It's the relationship you build with the people that are there. Wendy's daughter was sitting in front of me, and I showed her what I got a journal. I said, see my journal? And she said, oh yeah, you know, just little things like that. And also Annabelle's mom, I had never met her. She was there. So I got to meet Annabelle's mom. And Charlotte. I never see Charlotte anywhere else, but she's Charlotte and I'm Charlotte, so we would think we've got something going, you know. So just getting to see those people again and those relationships that you build is wonderful. And they're only going to do it one more year. So when Julie and Linda say, you want a ticket, don't miss out. Don't miss out. Go, because there's more there. God's got humongous rewards for you there. So it was enjoyable. Thank you so much. for the tickets. Thank you so much for the room and the dinner. You know, everything was great. So thank you very, very much. And thank you, ladies.
I'm not sure what. I do know they're coming out with something different. And next year they're bringing back all the original ladies. From what I understand, they're bringing back all Pat. So Patsy will, yeah, all of them will be there. So anyway, well, we're going to finish up today with Miss Wendy.
So first of all, thank you for sending us. It's always a real blessing to unite with the ladies of Grimes, like my favorite, most safe, loving people. And this will always be my home. And so I love any amount of time I get to spend with you guys. And my sister Sophia came to the conference as well, and she'd been in a really low place. And, I mean, it was like everything was coming against her to not be able to come, of course, and work stuff and health and all that. But she persisted, and we just had a really great time, and she was really ministered to in a lasting way. And so out of what everything that was spoken, which you heard from the ladies, her and I talked, you know, a lot on the way home, and kind of committed to, she isolates a lot because she gets in that rut, and she's just, that's her thing. We all have things. Her thing is like hide and isolate. So she's committed to the next few months to, we're going to call each other every morning and share a word, a simple verse, even if it's, hi sis, I can't talk right now, but here's a verse, you know, just so that we can stay connected and accountable. And so that was awesome. So just thank you for that. And then, so there was so much awesome stuff. But what hit me, I'm kind of visionary, so I kind of like was thinking about the whole weekend. And what was so cool about it is that you guys know everything going on in the world, how dark it's getting and the crazy things that are going on here and in other countries. And what I loved about it is that this year, it's like they could have canceled it. I'm sure it went through some of the people's minds of like, with all this stuff going on, are we sure we should have this gathering of Christian women? But it was like they roared louder than any other year. Not only did they, you know, stick with the conference and have it, but like I felt like there was such a power this year. Did you guys feel like it was like really fierce? And it was all about, there was so much gospel. It was like the identity, you know, like the truth about who we are, no matter what, no matter where you've been. It just, I really felt like it reinforced like the identity of who we are. So I'm going to share a couple songs with you that I've been writing. I've been writing like crazy. I'm up to about 50 songs, and it's pretty awesome what God is doing, and still working with the youth, pouring a lot of time into them and loving it. But I'm going to try to squeeze in time to record, finally start this week. So pray for me on that, to record an album. But the next two songs I'm going to play are ones I've written in the last few months, one of which has always reminded me of Gene and this church, which is so cool because I didn't know that there was going to be a tribute. So, but that's kind of cool that God did that. So the first song is called God, You're Here, and it's just about, you'll relate to it. And then the second one is called Come Away. And since this tribute's going to be playing for Gene, there's not going to be a break. I'm just going to flow and maybe, you know, so just enjoy. You can have it all. God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me. God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me. Jesus, oh. When I'm on my knees, I feel your love so near, washing away every doubt, drying every tear. When I'm on my knees, I feel your love so near, washing away every doubt, drying every tear. 'Cause God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me. Oh, God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me. God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me, Lord. God, you're here. God, you're here. And I can feel your holy presence surrounding me, Jesus. Humbly, Lord, I come, at your feet I fall, bearing my whole heart, you can have it away.
In the still of the morning, while the dew is still on the grass, in the still of the evening tide, come away and be my bride. Come away, come away, come away and be my love. Come away, come away, come away.
Come away, come away.